Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 73rd episode of the Dapper Gaming Podcast for October 27th. I'm Ryan. He's Joe.
That's my name.
I like that I point at my screen, which means I'm like pointing at the person like watching.
Yeah.
If you're listening, there's no pointing at all, so you're not even making any sense. But I'm like pointing at whoever's watching me like, he's Joe.
Yeah. Technically, Joe. You should be, to the left or the right. I would laugh if you're not even pointing at me.
Joe.
I'm in that direction.
Awkward silence for those just listening to the audio, which is the vast majority of the people who consume this podcast in any way.
You're in BC. Just point east and your finger will eventually get to around where I live.
Yeah. Kinda close-ish. Man. Lots of things happened this week. I didn't play nearly as many video games this week. I played a lot less video games. But there's other things to talk about this week. There's some news. There's some announcements.
Yes.
Right now, it's a Monday. We're recording on Monday. It's like almost 5:30 where I live. I'm getting real jazzed because Sunset Overdrive comes out here. If you bought it, like the digital version, comes out at 9:01. So I'm just gonna play Sunset Overdrive all night. I'm real jazzed.
Yeah.
Every review for that game is like 9 out of 10. Everything is great.
I'm gonna make sure that this podcast lasts longer than an hour.
That's fine because it doesn't come out here for another like 3.5 hours because I'm 3 hours behind you. It comes out at midnight where you live. It comes out at 9 where I live. So
it's 8 here.
Yeah. It's time still differences. 4 more hours until that game comes out.
Sucks to be you.
But I'm super jazzed on it. Hey, if you wanted to get it, only $350 for the bundle.
So, only $350.
Well, no, they just announced that's a, like a $100 price drop because they just announced that they're doing a huge price drop for the week.
Only $300. You know what I just got in the mail? I got mail saying, "Hey, here's your student loan. Start paying it."
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah,
but
it's life. Life is fun.
Yeah, it went down $50, so it's $350. For the bundles instead of the $400 that they were.
Well, my girlfriend's getting an Xbox One, so I can play it at her house.
I'm hoping it's a good game. I mean, everyone says it's good. It's made by Insomniac. It looks like Jet Set Radio with Dead Rising. It's all I wanted. I mean, I was just so jazzed on Jet Set Radio getting an HD remake. So to see a game kind of built with similar mechanics, I'm just like, yes. Because Jet Set Radio is so fucking good. Jet Set Radio, the HD version, is amazing.
I have it. I haven't played it. I need to play it.
It's totally worth playing. Because when they, obviously, like, the HD version came out, like, last year, so they redid the controls, because that was a Dreamcast game.
Yeah.
Guess how many analog sticks the Dreamcast had?
One.
One. The game, so much fighting it with the camera. Now that you have two, game's so smooth, so easy to play.
I bet.
Yeah, it's real nice. So, I'm pretty stoked on this game though. I'm excited. Besides that, I've been doing a lot of Major Space Laser stuff, so I might as well talk about that a bit.
I'm getting excited.
We got the first song for the soundtrack.
I heard it.
Yeah.
It's
pretty rad.
It's awesome.
That's like not the finalized version, but it's about what it's going to be. Like it just needs to be cleaned up, basically.
Yeah.
But
sounds good.
Yeah, that's the first song. I guess we'll talk about it a bit. But like the Auralnauts are doing all the music for that game. If you don't know who the Auralnauts are, check them out on YouTube. Because they're goddamn hilarious. They did Superboat, which was a trailer for the movie Noah, but they called it Superboat, which was pretty funny. But those guys, like, know a lot of voice acting people, too. Like, this week they did 10 guaranteed ways to make Transformers 4 better. And they, like, it's one of the funniest things. Like, they replace any time that someone says Transformer with, like, Transformographizer or something like that. Like, it's really long. But they got, like, actual voice actors to do it. And they got a guy who sounds exactly like Optimus Prime to, like, be like, Transformographizers, roll out. It's like, yes.
Oh, so good. Beautiful.
And, like, yeah, that video is hilarious. It's like 10 minutes long. Watch it. It's one of the funniest things on the internet. Those guys are hilarious. But they're doing all the music and all the sounds for the game. So, and they're going to, like, release a soundtrack of it for sale. And we're going to do that synergy thing where we link back and forth. We're going to blend advertising and products. Yeah.
Blending.
If you're listening to this, Joe and I just rubbed our fingers together, like, cross-hatched and went, yeah.
You miss out on a lot.
Yeah, you miss out on a lot. We make a lot of really bad faces, too.
Yep.
But, yeah, that game's coming along really well. I fixed up. We had to, like, redo all of the assets today, all the visual assets, because we had them, like, at resolutions way bigger than they had to be. And now we have so many of them that it was, like, using up all of the RAM on the phone and making it run like ass. So it was super laggy. I'm like, okay, listen, this button, it's a beautiful button. But I make it half of the size in, like, the second that we put it in the game. So you send me an image that's half the size of this. Like, just resize this button, send me that. And so, like, we went from these sprite sheets that were, like, 10 megabytes down to sprite sheets that were, or, well, okay, an actual number, because I don't know how big that 10 megabyte one went down to, but there was, like, a megabyte and a half sprite sheet, which is just, like, a PNG, like, image yeah. with some pictures on it. We sized that down to the, like, the size that it actually had to be, and it went down to 4.5 kilobytes. So it's like that's 1.5 megabytes, like, in, like, stored in memory, or 4.5 kilobytes stored in memory. So this was something that we knew we would probably have to get around to, because, like, yesterday I was working on the game and it just, like, was so laggy and shitty on the phone, like, all of a sudden, because we added some more stuff to it, and it was like, oh wow, we're out of memory.
Yay.
But so yeah, we went back and fixed that today. So it was a lot of just, like, remaking assets that I'd already built. But no, the game's really coming together well. We've finished it mechanically, so
it's just a matter of, I can't wait to try it.
I'm excited. I'm gonna try to put together test builds for iOS in the next couple of weeks.
Good.
So
I don't have an Android, so I didn't get to play the test build.
Yeah, I have lots of test builds. I'm going to try to send the Android version out to a few people when I get it, like, looking prettier. Because right now, like, you hit play, and the game just starts, right? Like, there's no prompt or anything. Like, it just starts, and so if you don't know what you're already doing, like, you're just going to die right away.
Yeah.
So, like, it's really about cleaning up presentation. Like, when you hit play, I'm thinking, like, a big, like, door drops, like a big, like, blast door, like, drops. Yeah. And then, like, I set up the whole game, lift up the blast door, and then, like, prompt you to touch the, and, like, present the instructions on the screen. And then when you touch the screen, the instructions will go away and you'll be playing the game. But right now you hit play and it's just, like, starts, and if you don't do anything, you die.
Because so, you fall to your death, I'm assuming.
You don't, like, fall to your death, but there's, like, a big rock monster chasing you because you're, like, floating yeah. in space. And the rock monster will run into you almost instantly if you don't know what you're doing. So you have, like, half a second to respond. And if you've never played the game before, you have no fucking clue what it's about. Because, like, there's no instructions or anything yet. Just because not really a priority in the getting yeah. the game running. Like, doing instructions is making a picture, displaying the picture. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, not a big thing right
concern
now.
Concern at the moment.
Yeah. Gee. Yeah, I haven't really. Oh, I played Bayonetta. I'm replaying Bayonetta right now because I bought Bayonetta 2 for the Wii U.
Are you playing as Zelda Bayonetta?
No.
Or are you playing as Samus Bayonetta?
No.
No.
No, because it's been a really long time since I played Bayonetta, so like I want to experience like that game was supposed to be experienced.
No, okay. Do you actually just get the costumes, or are they like, I heard that there were side missions that you played as like that character?
I don't know. I haven't played Bayonetta 2 yet. I bought Bayonetta 2, but it comes with Bayonetta 1, so I'm just like gonna beat Bayonetta 1 and then play Bayonetta 2.
Oh, I thought the costume things were for Bayonetta 1.
They're for both.
Oh, okay.
I have not found costumes in Bayonetta 1. Like, I just have the ones that they give you. I'm like trying to just beat the campaign. I'm like not really exploring it. I'm just like playing the game. Like, I'm playing it on normal and I'm just playing through it. I don't really care how well I do because I just haven't played it in forever. Like, I haven't played it since it came out. So I thought this is a good refresher before playing Bayonetta 2 is just to like play all of Bayonetta 1 and play all of Bayonetta 2. I forgot how crazy that game is. It's insanity.
I played the demo for Bayonetta 2 and it's crazy.
Bayonetta 1, like, has so much style to it. Game's also crazy hard. It's really mean, like, regarding quick time events. They, like, don't make any sense. They don't really prompt you, like, to explain how you're supposed to do it. Because, like, every quick time event that kind of comes up until you get to, like, the ones that are in, like, almost cutscenes or boss fights are, like, mash the shit out of this button. And so, like, then you get to, like, a boss fight and like a cutscene comes up, like it's like a scripted event basically, where if you don't hit the QTE, you die, and it doesn't really like prompt you about how to do them, and so like you mash the button, you die, even if you hit the right button. You have to like press and hold the button until the prompt goes away, but like it doesn't. There's nothing to imply this. Like, and if you let go of the button, you die. And so, like, at the first one of those that I ran into, because it'd been so long since I played the game, I just hit the button, and then I died. Then I mashed the button, then I died. I died, like, 4 or 5 times. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm hitting the QTE. This is bullshit. I had to look it up on the internet, so I was like, press and hold the button. I'm like, you fucking assholes. Like, this is so dumb. Like, I actually had to consult the internet, like... It was, like, the first thing. If you type, like, Bayonetta Dragon QTE, which is, like, the first QTE like that in the game, like, it pops up right away. It's, like, press and hold the button. Like, first Google post. If you type Bayonetta Dragon, it auto-finishes to Dragon QTE. Like, it was so fucking dumb.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Because, like, there's no hint that you're supposed to press and hold. Like, normally in a QT, like, you press a button and then something happens. And so, like, I did that and I just died a bunch of times. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Needless to say, I got a stone, like, trophy for that one because I died too many times. But it's, like, so late in the level that I wasn't going to fucking, like, restart it because I died a bunch of times. I was like, no, it was bullshit.
It reminds me of a long time ago I was playing God of War Chains of Olympus for the PSP. And when you're fighting the final boss, you're like standing on Atlas while you're fighting them, and the boss is just like it switches to a cutscene, and all you hear randomly is Atlas now, and you have like 2 milliseconds to press the button before Atlas like fucking smashes you with his hand and you instantly die. You have to restart the whole fight over again.
Ugh.
The first time that happened to me, I was like, that's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, Bayonetta is a great game. I still hate the QTEs. They're super, like, that specific type of QTE is, like, pretty strict.
Did you play the demo for Bayonetta 2?
No, I haven't played the demo.
The QTEs in that one seem a lot more better because it's, like, a little circle will pop up, and then it shows what you have to press in the middle of it, and then either, like, the thing will be, like, it's like a bunch of skulls, and if it's a bunch of skulls, it shows the X button like moving a lot, so you have to smash it. And if it's like one long bar, then it's like It just shows the X button being held down. You have to hold X and then the bar fills up.
Okay, thank God. Because like the way that it works in this one, it has a different prompt for it, but it's like shows up and it'll be like, it shows all the four buttons and like X or whatever and like a circle closing in on it. But it's like this tiny circle that you, like you can see it, but it doesn't really make sense. Like the circle,
yeah.
The circle implies that you want to press it when the circle hits, not you want to press and hold it. It was,
yeah.
But, no, I mean, I really like Bayonetta. I'm on chapter 15. So, chapter 15, 16, prologue. Or no, not prologue, epilogue, sorry.
Epilogue.
And then the game's done. So then I'll play Bayonetta 2. And since I, like, am laid off, I've got nothing else to do. Except for the play ending. Sunset Overdrive.
Exactly.
But I mean, that's only, that's two video games to last me until January. So, I mean, whatever. I'll get through them. I mean, if there's any bonus to being laid off, you can play video games. Like, it's been... I went back to Divinity this week. I forgot to say that. Like, Divinity Original Sin. That game that takes 80 hours to beat that I was 40 hours in. I went back to that because, like, I actually have the time to beat it. So, that was nice.
I have not had time to play video games. And it sucks because it's like, I have to work. And then when I'm not working, I'm working on a video.
Yeah, I mean, like that's if you're working on a video, like, it's because you wanted to make videos. I mean, no one's forcing
like,
you
like
to
like making
YouTube.
Videos. No, I love doing YouTube. It's, I mean, just...
It's very much making, a hobby.
Yeah, making videos on YouTube about video games makes it so you can't play video games.
Yeah, I found when I used to write for a video game site, like, I found that I never had time to actually play the video games that I wanted to play. So... I stopped doing that because I was like, you know what? This pays like fucking nothing. Yeah. This is dumb. So I stopped doing that because all it did was cut into it made me not like video games. If that makes any sense. Like when they became a job, they became not fun.
Yeah. Like
making video games is a little different because like video games are still technically my job. But it's not like playing them is my job. Like programming and designing is my job. So, but super fun. Major Space Laser.
Space of the Laser.
It's the next Flappy Bird, but better.
I hope so.
We just redesigned him. He kind of looks like Sergeant Slaughter now.
That
like a wrestler.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. But in space, like with a space helmet on.
That's sweet.
And then he's got a hat on top of his helmet.
Yes.
Like, he's just like the astronaut, like, bubble, and you can see, like, a huge mustache, and then he's got a hat on it.
This sounds amazing, and I can't wait to try it.
It's really rad. It's also really fucking hard. You will just die the first couple times that you play, because you'll, like, touch the screen and just run into a wall, and then die. Because, I played hours of this game because I have to test it to see if what I did worked. I still fucking like just run into walls and die like half a second in. I'm like, damn it. But
damn it, I need to test that feature, but I keep dying.
Yeah. So
at least you know the smashing into walls and dying feature works.
Yeah, you can smash into walls and die. That works really well. Actually, I broke it in the last update, so I think I changed something from being a trigger to being, like, a regular collider, so. But, I'll fix it. What video games have you been playing this week, if any?
I played Destiny a little bit. Who would have guessed? But more importantly, I bought Super Smash Bros. For the 3DS, and I've been playing the shit out of that. And that game, surprisingly good on the 3DS. I do miss the C-Stick. But I have really been enjoying having like a portable Smash Bros. With me wherever I go. And it's like, I go somewhere and I could just sit there and play some Smash while I'm waiting to do something or whatever. It's like nice having a portable Smash. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I've heard about everyone who bought that game. They're like, it's good. It's Smash Bros. If you like Smash Bros., you'll like this. But like, it's not on a console.
Yeah, like... The Wii U version, definitely going to be a lot better.
Dude, the Wii U version has an 8-player mode.
I know.
That is fucking crazy. Eight player local multiplayer. It's fucking eight people.
I don't even get how that works.
The Wii U has a can connect like a shitload of controllers.
Really?
Yeah. You can connect a like the gamepad, obviously, but you can connect like a bunch of pro controllers or like Wii controllers at the same time.
You can also connect this now too. Oh, I don't know why you? Would you, you? Yeah, you can control it with your 3DS.
Oh, that's a neat feature, actually.
Yeah, you can use the 3DS as a controller. I don't know why you would choose that over like a GameCube or a Pro controller, but no. It is an awesome idea.
Oh, so you can do that like only in Smash, or does it work for other
just games? In Smash? Oh. There's like
see that's when dumb you, yeah. because when you they're yeah. like. They're releasing DS games like on the Virtual Console, so like it would make sense that you could use your 3DS to control that, like
yeah,
because they're not necessarily on.
Yeah,
the 3DS. You have to have. Or, no, is the 3DS fully backward compatible?
Yes, with it doesn't go. It only does DS games. Doesn't do like Game Boy Advance.
Stuff, yeah, I didn't assume it would do that.
But
well, never mind.
There's like when you have to have like. The Smash Bros. Cartridge, and when you start up the game, there's a little button in the bottom left that of the screen that says Wii U. If you click that, and you click on the Wii U version, there's going to be a button at the bottom left that says 3DS. You click them both at the same time, it'll link the 3DS to the Wii U, and you can use the 3DS as a game controller. And then you can also use any of the saved characters or custom characters on your 3DS in the Wii U version.
All right, well, that kind of makes sense then, if you're like...
Yeah.
Supposed to be trying to like do a system transfer, kind of like you're transferring some level of data.
Yeah, because then you can use any of the saved data.
Because they kind of do a similar thing with they have a tool for the Wii U for Monster Hunter 3U that lets you like transfer your character between the 3DS and the Wii U. So it seems kind of like that.
Yeah.
Except also a controller.
I know. I don't know why you would want to use the 3DS as a controller over. Anything else? Well, I guess if you had to choose between using a sideways Wiimote or a Wiimote and nunchuck, I think I'd probably use the 3DS.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't like how the 3DS sits in my hand, but that's just
I don't like how
I got a weird thumb so. That doesn't bend right. That's why
My thumb bends a little too right.
Oh, mine's right here. My issue is like with that bottom knuckle where it actually attaches to your hand.
Because I've like
broken it too many times and it doesn't sit on my hand correctly anymore. So
that
like,
sucks.
Yeah. You can see like my hand doesn't go, it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna show it on the podcast. It's gross. But my one thumb like doesn't sit, is like not attached in the same place as my other thumb. So If you haven't been grossed out enough yet, there you go.
But yeah, been playing Smash Bros. I love Kirby. I love the Mii Fighters. The Mii Fighters are awesome. And Little Mac is amazing. Those are probably my like three favorite characters so far. Plus Meta Knight. I've always liked Meta Knight. Ryan is... reading the news.
Yeah, sorry, I'm reading about Destiny.
You're reading about Destiny? Yeah,
we're gonna talk a bit about Destiny.
Okay. I love in the description of the last video, it said you talked about Destiny, hopefully for the last time.
Yeah, not for the last time. I'm done with that game, by the way. I played the raid. Yeah, I'm done. I'm not even gonna buy the expansion. The expansion doesn't, like, add real content to that game, and... a substantial amount of it, as in probably about five times as much as the actual base game has, then it's not worth it. Like, it's just not, it's not even a money thing, it's a time thing. It's not worth me sinking like a bunch of time into a game that I don't really like, that doesn't have any good content, for the promise of more good for the promise of there being good content 3 years down the line. Nah, fuck that. Release a game 3 years down the line that has good content if you wanted to do this. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. But I played the raid, I got mad, I'm done. Like, I beat the raid and I was like, that's it, what the fuck. And then I'm just like, done. I also got two exotic weapons, but
nice.
That took too much goddamn time. It was dumb. People don't know how to play that game. They're like, oh, let's kill all of the trash mobs, even though you can do these strikes in 5 minutes apiece if you just go right to the boss.
Yeah. It's
like, driving me fucking nuts. But whatever. That wasn't the thing that I was going to mention.
A lot of people will kill the mobs just like so they get more experience for their
guns.
Their guns and stuff. Especially if they have like a modifier that gives them more experience when they kill stuff.
Whatever.
But yeah, you can like drop those strikes in like 5 minutes if you run right to the end.
Yeah, and I needed to grind out 25 of them, so that's all I wanted to do.
When I was doing that, I would just like, I wouldn't go to like the playlist. I would literally just go to like the Nexus Strike and keep doing that one over and over again because that's like the shortest one.
So the thing that I actually was going to mention was they're doing like another Iron Banner. That is apparently like beefed up.
Yeah, from what I've been reading, it seems like they've listened to the community, and it's going to be there's going to be a bigger difference between level differences in multiplayer.
Yeah, well, if you don't have someone, if you're not level 20, you can't join.
Yeah, well, you have to
unless have you have someone who's level 20, like in your fire team.
Yeah,
they have to be the leader.
Like, yeah. So it'll be. Be interesting to see. Hopefully they actually do buff it enough.
Yeah, well, so here's the issue with PvP in that game. Especially, and it's really apparent with the Iron Banner. So like in the Iron Banner, they're like, we're not gonna like balance it or whatever. And then it was like too close because they balanced it a little. But when you're playing like the regular PvP, it's really shittily balanced because they just like balance the weapon damage and armor. Which is garbage because the actual like thing that makes the game like not balanced, and this is the hard part, is that the gun, they don't balance like the stats on the guns or like the effects on the guns, I guess. And so if you have the best gun in the game, then it's the best gun not because it has the most damage, because it's tied for damage with a bunch of other guns. It just has like the best add-ons, basically. Like, you reload faster with this, and set the person on fire, and when you shoot, like, and when you shoot someone, it, like, instantly reloads, and a bunch of other stuff, and it's like, these are all of the things that make this gun the best gun in the game, and you're not removing them from the PvP, and you're not, like, buffing up any guns that don't have these. So, this is still, like, someone who has a clear advantage because of their level, because of the gear they have, that you can only get at that level. Like...
Yeah.
So the regular PvP is totally out of balance, but the Iron Banner was like not like they still balanced it in the way that they balanced the regular PvP, which is exactly what they said they weren't going to do.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It was horrible because there were videos of people who were level one running around with level one gear and killing level 30s. Like,
yeah,
that shouldn't have been happening. Level one should have been level.
That game level tries to
and getting like immune.
That game tries to do too many different things, and so it doesn't do any like any good.
Yeah,
like the PvP in that game is Halo multiplayer, but bad because it's like not balanced like Halo is because of the level bullshit and the gear, and like the maps aren't really very good, but whatever. And then like the PvP or the PvE is garbage because it's like. Wow, it's like Borderlands but without a coherent story, so it's boring. Yeah. and
the loot drops are ridiculously low, so once you hit level 20 the grind for loot for level 20 to like 24 25 is extremely boring.
Yeah, it's everything about that game is bad. It's not bad,
like,
it's just like not good.
Yeah, like I enjoy it, I'm having fun with it, but I do realize that a good chunk of it is bad.
Yeah, it just seems really poorly designed. It seems like it's whatever, doesn't really matter. I'm done talking about that game. We're not going to talk about it until like game of the year and like disappointments of the year come up, because like Jesus, the game is playing it, I'm not surprised that it didn't review as well as people thought it was going to, because it like got sixes and sevens across the board, and everyone was like, how? Like, how did it only get this? Like, that doesn't make any sense. It's Bungie, blah. And I'm like, no, if you actually play it, like, it's really flawed from a design perspective. I mean, that game is good looking. It shoot, like, it feels really good, like, shooting stuff and the way it looks and the way that it responds, but, like, the part of the game, the part of the game that's supposed to be fun, like, there's no, like, there's no story, there's no real, like, PvE content, at least there's not a lot of it, and what is there is all of the, like, is all the same, and is only really worth doing once, like, the raid, because, I mean, the raid, like, it's gonna be the same the second time, and, like, the interesting things that they do in it, like, there's that platforming stuff, like, once you know it, so it's not like... Like you're not learning
you don't
it
even
again.
You don't even have to do the platforming stuff.
No.
No, you could walk to the right and then just jump the whole way to where you have to land. You don't even have to do any of the platforming.
That's boring. That's not interesting. Well, if you've done the raid before, you can do that. That's fine. The first time, the other thing's more interesting. Like, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know. I just remember, like, the first time I did the raid, it was amazing because it was the first day it came out and no one knew what to do. So it was all, like, exploration and learning and figuring out how things worked. And it was sweet the first time. But
yeah,
after,
but I mean,
like,
that's exactly
second,
how
the,
every, like,
the second
MMO
and
is.
The third time, it was like, okay, now this is boring.
That's every MMO. I mean, yeah. WoW does the exact same thing. Like, dungeons come out and you have to figure them out and then you learn them.
Yeah,
and then they're not as interesting, but WoW requires a lot less of my time at this point. Destiny is like, we want you to sink hours in a week, and I can sink a night, like, not even hours a week, it's like an hour a day. They're like, they want you to play every day a bunch, and I'm like, no, this is dumb, like, this isn't how I want to play this game. Whereas WoW, like, I can play it an hour a week and, like, make the same progress, like, make good progress in that game and look at new content and do stuff. I don't know, like, WoW has managed to kind of, it's had years to figure out as, like, the exact balance that it needs.
Like, WoW's been out for almost 10 years.
It has been out for 10 years.
The anniversary already passed?
I think so.
I don't think the 10-year anniversary event's
no,
passed
I
yet.
Think it's in, like, a week. Doesn't matter. 10 years. They've had 10 years to figure it out. And they've done that. I mean, I think one of the reasons why people are still playing Destiny is, like, there's a lot of console players who are probably too young to have ever played WoW or never had a PC and therefore never played WoW. Like, it's people who never played WoW. Because Destiny is WoW for consoles, and it's like, congratulations, guys. You got a version of WoW. Like, have fun for the next decade.
I actually know a lot of people who I've been playing with who have switched from WoW to Destiny, mostly just because they like the first person FPS aspect of it more than the.
Yeah, but I bet when Warlords of Draenor, if they were actively playing WoW still, when Warlords of Draenor comes out, which is next month, they're going right back. Like, they're not, like, Destiny doesn't have the same amount of content that WoW has. WoW has enough endgame that you can play it for 10 years, whereas you can't with Destiny. Like, I mean, WoW, when they release, like, when they do expansions for that, like, that's content for 2 years. So, and, like, Destiny didn't have content for 2 months.
Yeah.
So.
And the other reason is probably because there hasn't really been any games coming out recently around the time that Destiny came out.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just kind of been sitting there by itself with nothing else coming out.
But that's obviously changing, like, tons
yeah,
of
that's
games
about to
out.
Change. Yeah.
I mean, a bunch of games came out this month. A lot more are coming out next month.
You have Overdrive
Dragon
coming
Age.
Out. You have Dragon Age, Call of Duty, the new Halo's coming out. The Shadow of Mordor, or the Lord of the Rings game that came out recently.
Yeah, Shadow of Mordor.
There's a lot of games coming out in the next coming months. Smash Bros. For Wii U is coming out.
New Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
I might actually get the new Assassin's Creed only because it's co-op. Like, on console. I don't. Well, I'm gonna probably end up getting it on console because it's co-op and my friends like all have Xbox Ones. So like I'm interested to see how that works out.
Yeah.
But if they're not gonna pick it up, then I'm not gonna pick it up because I have no interest playing it by myself. Because I don't really like Assassin's Creed games.
Neither do I.
I don't think they're very good.
I don't either.
They also released two of them last year and two of them this year. So, a little saturated. Just I like the pirate one. That one was fun. Not because like of any of the Assassin's Creed stuff, just because of the pirate stuff.
Yeah, I love the pirate stuff. If they made a separate pirate game on its own, I would buy. None of this climbing assassin stuff. I just want the pirate stuff. I want Sid Meier's Pirates, but mixed with Assassin's Creed 4.
Yeah, that'd be pretty rad. I mean, they've kind of decided to play around with just doing like a pirate game with like the boat mechanics from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
But who knows where that is going. All right. Scrolls. Do you know Scrolls?
No.
It's Mojang's other game.
Okay.
It's supposed to come out by the end of November, according to Mojang.
Hmm.
It's like a card tactics game. It's like a turn-based deck-building tactics game. It's apparently all right. It's kind of like... But, like, Hearthstone came out and was just better.
Yeah.
I mean, Hearthstone, like you play it in about 10 minutes, and Scrolls is like an hour. Yeah.
This totally sounds like Minecraft-esque.
How does it sound Minecraft-esque?
That was sarcasm.
Sorry. Yeah, no, it's nothing. It's not even a little like Minecraft. But,
not at all. You think they'd probably stay in something in the first person action adventure kind of genre.
They've been working on Scrolls for a while. Scrolls, like, you can buy it and play it already. Yeah. It's been like that for a year. But just not that good, apparently. Like, it's not a bad game. It's just not as good as Hearthstone. And so it kind of fell to the wayside. But it's supposed to come out next month, $5. Which is way cheaper than the $20 they were charging when, like, the beta came out and all the way up until, like, probably a few weeks ago. I think, like, a few weeks ago they dropped it down to $10, but it's supposed to be $5.
I wonder if anyone at the... Would the beta people who bought a $20 get...
Just the game.
They don't get anything extra now that the game's cheaper than what they paid for?
No. I don't know how that's going to work out, but I don't think they've done anything. But no, that's a game that like no one mentioned in the last 9 months. Like Hearthstone became a thing and then Scrolls all of a sudden didn't exist. But Scrolls was like a big thing on YouTube. People were playing it a lot. People were streaming it a lot when it came out or like became like publicly available. And then it just like Hearthstone and then Scrolls stopped existing basically. All right. Fun fact. You know what happened this week? Google added video games to the knowledge graph.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what knowledge graph is?
No.
You know when you like search up a person or like a movie and then like it pops up on the side like a bunch of stuff about it?
Yeah.
Like these are the score, like these are the critic scores that it got. Like here's who's in this movie, or if you're searching up a person, like here's what movies these people are in and a bunch of stuff like that. Same thing but for video games. So it like tells you like the release date and like who published it, who the developer was, and like what ratings it got from what places.
Oh, I noticed that when I looked up Smash Bros. This morning. I noticed that.
Yeah. It's kind of nice because I frequently search up like video games and then have to like go on to Wikipedia to find when it came out or like when it is coming out when I just want the release date.
Yeah, that is really awesome that they've done that. It makes things a lot easier.
It comes out with like weird games that like weren't popular. Like it manages to pull like Never Dead and stuff.
That's weird.
All right. Halloween, man. What are you going as?
I'm going as, I don't know, me.
Same.
I'm going as my me.
Good choice.
Yep.
But speaking of Halloween, the Halloween maps have come back to Team Fortress 2. The Headless Horseman, or no, the Headless Head... What is it? It's like the Headless Headsman or something like that. It was something really dumb. But all of the Team Fortress 2 maps are back. I always play Team Fortress 2 at Halloween just because the maps are really interesting and have new mechanics that are very strange. So it's like hard not to play it because it just like changes the game. But
I have almost never played Team Fortress 2. I've played a little bit of here and there, and I've enjoyed it. I've just never really gone back to it.
You should try one of the Halloween maps because they're fantastic.
All right.
I have the Headless, like the Headless Hedgeman or whatever. I got his pumpkin head as like a hat.
That's sweet.
A couple years ago. And so I always wear that, obviously, because it's like the authentic like pumpkin hat from that year. It's not like one that people bought or something or like got for free later down the line. But also I have a hat that turns into a special hat at Halloween. It's like called the ghost. It's called the Ghostly Gibbous, and it's just like a little hat, like, and it has a tear in it like the rest of the year.
Yeah,
but at Halloween it's like covered in skulls and like is, oops, sorry, I bumped my mic, got too excited. But yeah, it's a hat that changes skins at Halloween. Like when the That's Halloween sweet. Map is out, it's like a different hat than the rest of the year. And the rest of the year, it's like this shitty, ugly thing. And
That's
you get it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you got it if you bought Team Fortress 2. So you got it like the first Halloween. But that was when you had to actually buy Team Fortress 2. You had, like, it wasn't free. So only some people have the Ghostly Gibbous. So I wear that too. It's pretty great. But, yeah, I'm excited for some Halloween Team Fortress 2.
I'm excited for some Halloween candy.
That, too. No one comes to my house. So, really? I just have a big box of candy I'm going to eat.
It's like you finish all the candy and one kid comes to your door and you're like,
I think we're going to do, like a Halloween movie thing at my place on Halloween.
Yeah.
Get drunk and watch scary movies. It's probably going to go scary, funny, scary, funny, scary, funny. But that's just because a lot of scary movies are not scary. Like, the funny movies aren't going to be comedies. It's not like Ghostbusters. It's like just a scary, like a bad scary movie.
Why not Ghostbusters? That movie's scary.
That movie's not scary, but it is very funny.
It's scary. Did you see the ghosts? They're scary. I cry every time I watch that movie.
It's horrifying, really.
I have nightmares and wet sweat. I don't know. I wake up in sweats.
Cold sweats.
Sweatpants. Sweatpants.
Excellent. So I guess other, topical things. Extra Life is the big Extra Life like streams for the weekend are obviously at an end. The drive, I think it ends on it ends in a couple of days for the fundraising. But like you can still donate now, but all the streams are over, obviously. It ended at 8 Central yesterday or something. Doesn't matter. People like ran streams until this morning. Like Giant Bomb ran a stream until like 8 this morning.
Yeah.
But they raised, Jesus, how big is this number? It's really big. 5.4 million.
Kajillion. What was that again? 5.4 million?
Yes. 5.4 million by the end of the day on Sunday, But yeah, that's a lot of money. I know Giant Bomb like managed to break 180,000 like just for their stream.
Wow.
Yeah. They stream. So the Giant Bomb community, I donated to that stream, but they do a week long stream for Extra Life. And on the weekend, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, like until Monday morning, is all Giant Bomb like staff members streaming. And so yeah, they all do 24-hour streams. Brad Shoemaker Damn. Streamed by himself for 24 hours on Saturday in his house. That's a hard go of it. I don't think I could do that by myself for 24 hours. But
Yeah. I probably could. It'd just be hard.
Yeah, I guess Rooster Teeth apparently is like the top team. They got like $245,000 almost, and Giant Bomb got $190,000. But
obviously, Rooster Teeth's gonna win.
Yeah, like Rooster Teeth's so big, and it's like not. Well, is that like Rooster Teeth's so big, and I bet a lot of people like don't consume a lot of other video game content who consume Rooster Teeth content, because like they're kind of like a mainstream crossover in a way. Like Smosh, like people who watch Smosh and PewDiePie don't watch other stuff. Like, and they definitely don't listen to the, like the 3.5 hour weekly podcast that Giant Bomb does. That's all video games almost, except for the email section. They have the best email segment ever. They get some crazy emails.
You should send us your emails.
Yeah, you want to send us crazy emails? Ryan@dappergaming.com. But no, congrats to Extra Life. Maybe we'll do a stream or something next year.
Maybe. Too bad I can't stream.
You can join me on a stream.
That would be fine. My internet here right now is not good.
Yeah. At least you have internet again.
Yeah, thankfully.
Since it seemed like it was going to be gone again for a while.
Yeah, it was only gone for about 4 days. I wanted to stab someone. Mostly Bell. I hate you, Bell.
So speaking of streaming, Twitch is cracking down on topless and sexually suggestive streamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear that, lady showing your boobies?
Or dudes. Stop it. Because they said also dudes gotta wear shirts.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
That's it, Joe. We've had enough of it. No more going shirtless on the podcast.
I feel more comfortable at home while I'm shirtless.
But, it's only fair. They're apparently cracking down on it. Even though I'm pretty sure it's been a thing for a while. However, one of the things that they, like, mentioned is that you should not position your camera in such a way that maybe the game isn't the most exciting thing on the screen. So maybe they'll get rid of some of those streams where it's like, if this is the screen, here's the webcam and here's the game.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's definitely streams where the webcam is half of the screen. And then, like, the game is, like, the top little right corner.
And then the camera's, like, pointing here and her boobs are here.
Yeah, it's, like, really high and then her boobs... And then her boobs are out.
Showing the cleavage.
I know someone who does that, but, I don't think she streams a lot anymore, so it's fine. Alrighty then. We don't have a lot of other news, but we got two other things. So, Xbox has been talking about Minecraft a little. They mentioned maybe a sequel is not a thing they want to do.
I don't see why you'd have to do a sequel. I don't see why Minecraft 2 is a thing we need.
That's what they said. To be fair, I think a lot of people expected them to try to, like, wring out as much money from Minecraft as possible. And they decided that maybe a sequel is a shitty way to do that, because how do you make a sequel to Minecraft? There's circles now, guys. There's no more blocks.
If it was, on PC, you could make it less shitty and not coded in Java.
If you were to make a new one, yeah.
Exactly.
But no, one of the things that they actually talked about that was really interesting is bringing over modded, like allowing connections to modded servers from not PC platforms. Like, they want to try to unify the experience so that it's kind of the same on all platforms. And so basically try to let people get on modded servers with, except like,
it'll never
an Xbox
be the
One.
Same. Unless, like, they start allowing downloads for custom created adventure maps on consoles.
Yeah, but if you're connecting to a server, then you should be able to download the content from that server.
I guess so, maybe.
Like, this is, I mean, they didn't say they're doing it. They said that it's something they want to do.
It's an idea.
Because, yeah, that stuff is hard to do. Just because the network code is totally different. So it's like, yeah, it's bad. But
it's like,
it's a real mess. It's really hard to do. It's not fun.
Yeah. It's pretty much like plugging your toaster into your microwave and getting it so your toaster starts working once your microwave finishes doing what it's doing.
No, not really.
Yes, it is.
No, not really. It's more like getting your toaster to work in, like, a European outlet.
That's also a good idea of explaining it.
Yeah.
It's a bit less confusing than mine.
The only problem is that there's a solution to that, and there's not really a solution to the network code thing. I mean, there's a solution in that you rewrite all of it.
Yeah.
But whatever. But yes, no Minecraft sequel. Now on to the last thing that I actually really wanted to talk about. This is going to be a short podcast. We went through stuff real quick. This is what happens when I don't play 20 games this week in a week. It's like just nothing happening. It's something that we actually missed last week. So Jade Raymond left Ubisoft Toronto. Do you know who Jade Raymond is?
No.
She was kind of the face of Assassin's Creed when it started.
Oh, okay.
She was the producer on the first one, executive producer on like every single one after. But she left Ubisoft a couple weeks ago. Didn't really say why. It's interesting that she left. There's a few things to bring up about Jade Raymond's like career that are interesting, I guess. So like, she was the face of Assassin's Creed for a while, and the internet really hated her. And then she wasn't the face of Assassin's Creed anymore. Like, she used to go to every press conference and actually talk to people, but people haven't seen her in like the last 6 years, basically, like in public.
Hmm.
That's an interesting thing to note. I wonder why. I'm assuming because being a woman in the industry who is also like the face of a huge franchise is probably really shitty because people are very vocal about not liking Assassin's Creed. But
I'm going to say that it's because she's actually been dead for 6 years and Ubisoft has just been covering for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I was going to say that she actually fights crime at night.
That could
she's
also
She's Batman.
Work. Yeah.
But, no, it's... I mean, it's probably because the internet's a
people
really shitty
dicks.
Place. And people really don't like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
They're pretty vocal about not liking Assassin's Creed. So if you're the face of that franchise, like, get ready for some abuse. Also, a lot of the comments that, like, so people started posting, like, obviously, if you're posting a news article about Jade Raymond, like, leaving Ubisoft, you post a picture of her as, the, like, the leading photo for the article. And, like, most of the comments on, like, gaming news sites were so shitty. Like, whoa, she's hot. Like, I didn't know that she made Assassin's Creed. It was like, oh, my God. Like, this is why people hate you. Like, this is why people hate our pastime. Yeah. But also, it says something about like major publishers, large publishers, because so many people who have been working with them for like the last decade or more in some cases, Carmack, because Carmack left id, I guess, this year.
Yeah.
But everyone's kind of left major publishers this year, which says something about the state of the industry. Like, it's going to be a really interesting couple of years because so many people who have been like the head creatives of these studios basically have left. The woman who was like behind Uncharted left Naughty Dog, and Jade Raymond behind like Assassin's Creed and a bunch of other Ubisoft like left Ubisoft. John Carmack, like the creative behind, also not so creative because his games aren't super creative, but they certainly are technical masterpieces. He's kind of the tech guy behind a bunch of engines over at id and like at their parent company. I think they're owned by ZeniMax, if I'm not mistaken, who owns Bethesda. But like, so many big players have left major publishers this year. Ken Levine, there's another one. Ken Levine seems like he left Irrational, and then Irrational got closed down. And so, I mean, so many people who have been working in, like, the big publisher sphere have left big publishers this year. And that kind of says something about what it's like to work as a big publisher. Like, as someone who's just about to enter, like, being a real developer working on big games, like, it's kind of, for my opinion, like, it's been insightful to me, I guess, because it says, obviously, that, like, and I mean, it's pretty well known among game developers that working at a big publisher is pretty shitty. In fact, the quality, it's really funny, in Canada, being a software developer is, like, one of the highest quality of life jobs, because the pay is really high, the job security is quite high, and you have, like, a lot of free time. Not, like, a lot of free time, but, like, you work 40 hours a week, and then you're good. Like, the weekends are yours. But game developers have, like, a really low quality of life. In fact, they, like, are classified separately because their pay is about the same, but they have crunch time, which is basically when, like, a game is nearing release, you hit crunch time, and then you just don't go home for 2 months and, like, don't see your family, and like don't eat well and have a really shitty quality of life. And so it's pretty lowly rated, in at least in Canada. But I mean, Canada has a lot of big ass studios. EA, Microsoft Games, Ubisoft.
We have some big ones.
Yeah, BioWare.
BioWare.
Yeah, like proper BioWare. Not that BioWare Austin bullshit. But and so, like, as someone who's about to enter this industry, like, in a more, more cemented fashion, like, more properly, not, like, hey, guys, I make dumb games in my house. Like, I'm going to have my degree, and I'm going to have to go pick a company to work at and, like, make real money and work really hard and work on big, like, do I want to work basically from home and do, like, the indie thing, or do I want to go work at a big company? Because obviously, like, all these people who've done it for a decade don't want to do it. So, like, is that something that I would want to do?
Yeah, it's,
I don't know. Since indie games,
I know the indie route isn't that easy either, but working in a big studio can definitely get hard, and it's not going to be super fun off the bat. Like, everyone's like, you make video games? That must be the funnest thing ever. But they don't realize the 5,000 lines of code that you just had to write one day.
Well, we don't write that many. But
I know, but
yeah, games are stressful. They're also very expensive.
Yes, they are.
Like you might be upset right with how much money
took
I put.
Five kajillion billion dollars.
You might be upset with how much money I had to put into Major Space Laser. And if I was actually paying myself and the artist was getting paid, then it would be a lot of money. But we're doing, like, a revenue share thing. But, yeah, they're really expensive. And you potentially don't really make any money.
Exactly. For all you know, no one's going to buy Major Space Laser.
They don't have to buy it. They just have to play it. It's free.
no one has, for all you know, no one will ever download Major Space Laser.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
But you know what? I'll download it. Good. So there's one.
I'm gonna, when that game like comes out, I'm gonna be super irritating because I'm just gonna message everyone I know and be like, hey, you played Major Space Laser yet? Hey, why don't you tweet about Major Space Laser? Why don't you share it on Facebook?
On Reddit, on 4chan.
Yeah, it's gonna get real bad. People need to play that game, man.
People need to play my game.
They do. They're gonna have to play it. Because if it makes any money, then I can just do it again and make something better. I have so many ideas for games that it'd be nice to make enough money. I have an idea for a game for Wii U. And if I had the money, I'd do it. It's not even like money. Like, I wouldn't pay anyone else. It's just I need money to buy licenses, rent a house for a year. Because if I can rent a place, like if I can pay rent for a year and like pay internet and like food and basically like just live in a place for a year without a job, that game can be done. It's such a good idea. But whatever. That's a conversation for another place and another time. Another place and another time. Yeah. It's not for the internet to know about because that game, I'm making it. Actually, I kind of already started on a little something? A little bit. I've done a little bit of programming. I've maybe got a little bit of systems in place. But, no, that game would take a really long time to make. Alrighty then, let's wrap this up unless you got anything final to add.
There are two small pieces of news that I actually wanted to bring up that we didn't happen to bring up. The first DLC, quotation marks, has been announced for Smash Bros. Already.
What is it? Is it the Mewtwo thing?
Yeah, the announcement of Mewtwo. Mewtwo is going to be a playable character now in Smash Bros. Coming spring for anyone who buys both the Wii U and the 3DS version.
Soured.
Yeah.
I forgot that that happened this week. And then I was like, I don't own a 3DS. What is this bullshit?
Yeah, I own a 3DS version, and my girlfriend owns a Wii U version, so it's going to be perfect.
How convenient for you both.
I know.
I'm still sour, because I'm not buying a 3DS. I don't leave the house.
You don't have to buy the 3DS. You just buy the game.
No.
Yeah, it'll probably be payable content in the future, payable DLC, hopefully. And I'm excited for it. I'm just wondering if it's going to be more like a Project M Mewtwo or a Brawl Mewtwo.
Who knows?
It'll be fancy.
Maybe it's like neither. Maybe it's that fancy Mewtwo Mega Evolution.
Whoa!
Maybe that's one of his abilities. Maybe his like final smash is he becomes like mega evolved Mewtwo.
That would be cool. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, actually, that's a pretty decent idea.
That is
some franchise synergy right there.
Right there, Nintendo, take his idea. They're watching, right? Nintendo watches us.
Yeah. Okay. Reggie, you know what I want.
You know what I really, really want. So I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Oh, you know what I forgot to talk about?
What?
Doesn't matter. Talk about it later.
Okay. And the last piece of news is I am really interested in Project Spark for the Xbox One. Someone has recreated PT, the Silent Hills demo for PlayStation 4, using Project Spark. So it's a full playable version of PT and Project Spark. It doesn't, I've been looking at it, it looks like some parts of it look like ass, but most of it actually looks pretty good.
I'm in the beta for that. I played a lot of it on PC. I wouldn't sink my time into it. If people are spending the time to recreate PT and Project Spark, I'm gonna give them a real tip. Go download Game Maker and make a game. because RPG. I decided to try to fuck around with the scripting in Project Spark, and it's really fucking shitty. It's awful. The scripting tools when I used it last were terrible. Like building the AI and linking it all together, it was just nonsensical mess, and like scrolling through tons and tons of menus to the point where it's like, if you can actually work out the logic to make it really sound using just those tools, then you probably are a programmer and you should probably just go get Game Maker or Unity and make a game, because yeah, it's faster and you'll make something better. So whoever decided to fight with that for the like 40 to 80 hours to recreate PT, like, way to go. But they probably didn't make it procedurally generated like PT is, because that would be, I don't think the tools are powerful enough. I mean, I could be wrong. I haven't messed with it in like 4 months.
It looks cool. I'm definitely interested in it, because it's like, it seems a little Big Planet-esque, but in a much bigger
shape. The scope of it is a lot bigger.
Yeah. Which I love. I love playing gate like maps and stuff that other people have created, because I can never do it myself, but I love playing them. They're so fun.
Yeah, but as someone who tried to go create stuff, I found it like, I found the tools horrible, lacking. So I was just like, you know what, fuck this. Like, I'm just gonna make a game in Unity. This is bullshit. Like, I'm just gonna fuck around in Game Maker or like whatever, because this is too much.
Yeah.
Like, this is just time consuming. It's not hard. It just takes forever to do things that should not take forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, Project Spark, that's a game. I got a bunch of DLC for that. I got for free. I should redeem it. Probably won't.
Yes, you should. Okay, then. Don't do that.
All right, you got anything else? Otherwise, we'll wrap this up.
No. All right. I think I'm good.
I guess the last thing I'll say, I'm going to start trying to put some guests together, because we have to start asking people what their games of the year are.
Yeah.
It's November. Next week will be November. Mid-December, we do Game of the Year podcast, and then we're on hiatus for a couple of weeks, probably. So, we got to start putting lists together. We got to get people together to have them complain about video games they played this year. It's going to be a fun time. Also, nothing's happening regarding news or anything. It's not like there's something to talk about. That's why this podcast was so slow.
Yay.
But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the 73rd episode of the Dapper Gaming Podcast for October 27th. I've been Ryan. He's been Joe.
That's my name.
Joe.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.